Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Consumer Reports is polling its top pick rating for Tesla's Model 3 sedan. David, what is behind this move?
If Tesla had stopped using radar as part of the sensors that alert all of its safety systems that there's an object up ahead. This is because Elon Musk, the chairman of the company, has long been a proponent that cameras are the future and cameras are really the way to go. And when he did that, he had to disable some of these like automated braking and advanced safety features. And then both NHTSA, the government safety hawk, and also Consumer Reports said, wait a second, if you don't have these very necessary safety devices activated, then you're not as great as we thought you were. And so Consumer Reports still has the car as recommended, but not as one of their top picks. I did talk to Consumer Reports right before this, and they said that if Musk has the automated braking and some of the other features reactivated, they would reinstate the rating. But for now, no dice.
Okay. Can you break down like cameras versus radar? Is one better than the other?
Now, that is a big debate, and Elon Musk, because it's a controversial debate, he naturally got in the middle of it. So all of these different safety devices and vehicles that are have different kinds of self-driving features, and the advanced self-driving features and testing, they all work on kind of three different sets of eyes, let's call it. There's radar, which most of the advanced safety devices use now, and they send out electromagnetic waves that sort of read the landscape in front of them and warn the system that there are objects in. There's LiDAR, which a lot of the autonomous or self-driving systems use, sends out laser lights that basically bounce back that light image in the shape of whatever object is out there. And then there are cameras, and this is what Elon Musk really likes. Basically, he's saying cameras give the computer in the car a real set of eyes. They can see stop signs. They can differentiate. Cameras do have issues. It's tough to see in really bad weather. And most other companies say that you can use cameras, but you still need radar, you still need LiDAR, you still need this suite of different eyes for the car to really see what's going on. And he's really, Elon is really pushing this radar is a crutch, as he has called in the past, kind of agenda. And when he did that, they had to shut down some of these features in his car, and Consumer Reports didn't like it. So we'll see what happens. He is saying, Elon has told Electrek that he's re-enabling those features in the cars. And Consumer Reports is saying if he does, then the car will be a top pick again. So it'll be a wait and see to figure out if he's going to do it and if they're going to give him his rating back.
And David, you mentioned, you know, a suite of tools, but which technology do most other companies use in their self-driving cars?
Look, right now for self-driving cars, LiDAR is the thing because it can see far and it really does give the vehicle kind of a set of eyes to really determine objects up ahead. But for most of these systems, what's the difference between self-driving and this advanced safety, which is, you know, the thing that slows you down if you're bearing down on the bumper in front of you too much. Radar is pretty commonly used there, and Elon Musk just doesn't like it. He thinks it's a crutch, and he wants to, you know, to his credit, he's always pushing to get into the most advanced technologies out there, and making cameras do all of this would be truly advanced, but most other companies say that it's just not ready to take on everything yet, and you need some other set device to do it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.